Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to have to redo this one, aren't I? You do not have permission. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Blog Talk Radio. We'll get it right here in a minute. Good to have you with us tonight for another beautiful night. And for establishing your faith program, this is a great night for it. And welcome to all y'all, wherever you may be welcoming from. People say, where are you hailing from? Well, we had a little town called Hale, Michigan. So there was a lot of people that were hailing from there. That was a really good joke. Nobody laughed very hard at it at all. I mean, Roger even knows that joke. I mean, he knows it. Brother Roger, welcome over on YouTube. We're just not there yet. See if we can get this to work right here. There we go. All right. Welcome, YouTube. It's good to have you with us. It's going to be a great night. It's a great, great morning. Your first day in heaven when you realize your birthday days are through. That guy sounded a lot like me. You were glad you were not idle. Took time to read your Bible. It's a great, great morning for you. Did you ever hear that one? That was like the Cathedrals or the Blackridge or anyways, one of them. All right, welcome YouTube. Brother Roger's over there. Going to hold the fort down for us. Brother Richard's over there. Richard, come in first. Good job, Brother Richard. Good to see you, man. Did you get your truck fixed? If you did, I got one out here you can fix for me. Wow, I'm just not going to make that stupid statement I was getting ready to make. Don't make dumb statements and then think God's going to look down and say, well, I'm so proud of you. Like Brother Hagin and Lester Summerall said, God doesn't answer dumb questions. Well, he does until we know the answer and we're just asking it again, trying to bide some time with him. And then he's like, you know the answer for that. Anyways, welcome. It is a Tuesday night. Can you believe we have already lived through 23 days of January?
Wow.
Where did the time go? If you can't tell, time keeps ticking away. Tick, tick, ticking away. Time keeps ticking away. Tick, ticking away. That's Toby Mac. And Toby Mike and Kevin. That's a good song.
Do you want your three misfiring?
Oh, geez. I've heard those words before. So, for all of you that might be joining new, you might be like, wait, what are these guys doing? Just sitting there talking? Yeah, we kind of do that a little bit, but. Yeah, DC Talk, man. Come on. Rock and roll. They're some of my greatest heroes. You guys, those guys, not only did they know Jesus, they knew how to rap.
Still do.
And still do. Watch, look at Toby go, man. Look at him. He's got to be like 50 now, isn't he? I mean, I'm 60, so he's 10 years younger than me. Anyways. Good to have you here. All right, we'll slow down. It is good to have you here with us tonight. Is that too slow? Right. Tonight, we're going to study the subject, the earth is the Lord's, and he gave it to the sons of men. Now, that's an interesting statement. But I was talking with a friend of mine just before the program started. You know, All we got to do is take dominion. And he's my water hauling brother out here. And I'm like, what's the name of that well you're on? He said, you're getting ready to do a serious blessing on this well, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, but I need a name. So that thing will produce some great water. Thank you all for praying for us. We have some really slippery roads this morning, really bad. And let's pray. Father, I don't even know the young man's name, but today his family is in deep sorrow because their loved one's gone at 24 years age. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life and life more abundantly to this family now in Jesus' mighty name. And all the details, Jesus, all the details. May there not be any dumb government people in the midst of it trying to make it worse because he was in a semi. May we just remember him for who he was. And Lord, we prayed the prayer over him. He drove by. He said, if he's committed any sins, they'll be forgiven him. We believe you received him into heaven by our prayer of faith and our intercession for his life. And now help his family.
Yeah.
Help his family. Help this family. Father, I pray over everybody within the sound of my voice right now tonight, 23 January 24. We bind the spirit of fear, the spirit of confusion. We bind you, spirit of grief, that wants people to mourn and get down under the grief and then begin to have severe sorrow that goes along with the grief, and it begins to mess up their health and their strength. I bind you, grief. We pour in the healing balm of Gilead into people's lives. In Jesus' mighty name. We think of Mary and Don, both going across to the other side. Their families are missing them now today. And we declare, in Jesus' mighty name, we declare great strength for these children. And may they always remember how wonderful their dad and mom was. And thank you that Sister Mary and Brother Don came our way, and we knew it. We bless these families in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. If you haven't been watching, the whole world is at war, and it's interesting who's coming out on the side or what. I was reading Brother Amir's page today, just a couple minutes before we got started, and he said, instead of the two-state solution, He's all in favor of the 23-state solution. And that's all of the Arab nations get their state, and Israel gets their own state, and nobody takes their borders away from them. That's just good. And we'll divide the Gazans up amongst all you. Yeah. We're not going to go there right now. If you want to hear all about that, show up in the morning program, and then we talk about it. Tonight we're going to talk about faith. I haven't done this in a while, but I will. We're going to talk about faith. Because in the beginning of what we're doing here, God gave us a plan for the community of faith. Our two main verses are 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And then, of course, Hebrews 11:6, he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Those are the main verses that God's given to us in this ministry. Well, then we got a mission statement. Number one, effectively meeting people's needs and propelling them to their eternal destiny. What's your eternal destiny? Heaven. Learning to walk in the righteousness of God, producing the joy of being one with the Father. That's what we're about here. Number three, preach the gospel of the kingdom, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth and you too. Number four, bringing the greatest breakthrough in life to everyone who meets us and is willing to chase after that breakthrough. Because you got to fight for it. Doesn't just fall on you. Number five, demonstrate all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Amen. Number six, help every believer move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from grace to grace. And number seven, help every believer find their place and function in their grace. What are we? An international family of mountain-moving believers, a growing community of faith. We gather together to study and believe the word for what it actually says, to be free of religiosity and live by faith. How are we doing? We are establishing Power Grid of Prayer for the United States of America and the body of Christ. That's what this program's about. That's what this office is about. You're here to help us with us. And so tonight we're going to teach the word. And our word tonight is a very interesting word. Anybody see where my notes went? There they are. The earth is the Lord's, and he gave it to the sons of men. Interesting set of verses, isn't it? I haven't got four more to go along with it. How's that? Are we doing all right? All right. You need anything from me? Do I need anything from you?
I was waiting for verses.
For verses? Well, the Lions was versing the Buccaneers and they won. That joke, but I was trying really good. I was trying really hard. Anyways, so here we go. It's 10 till. You got to just start teaching. Goodness sakes, all right. You have the opening prayer ready or no?
I can pull it up real quick.
You can pull it up like how quick?
There it is.
Wow. I couldn't have pulled it up that fast, but that's why God made her a woman and me a man. Hallelujah to the newborn king. It's the opening prayer.
All right.
Here it comes. I can see this prayer coming. I'm going to sing that song. There we go. Pray this prayer with us. Father, we pray these prayers and make this declaration boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as kings, let's not leave them guys out, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance
through this time of ministry that lives
will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today, in Jesus' name
we pray.
Amen. And amen. Amen. Thank you. You know, I've been studying making confessions, speaking confessions, and I whenever I get one of these subjects like this, I'm going to go find what Brother Hagin said. I'm going to go find what Lester Summerall said. I'm going to go find what Dr. Barclay said. And then I'm going to say, now what's the Bible say? What part didn't one of those men see that God's going to show to me, because it's been given to me to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven? And great man of God, George Evans, prophesied over me one day, your ways are going to change, the ways of your mind will become precise and accurate, get a control on your thinking process. He prophesied that over me, and it happened. And here we are today, sitting on the positive side of some serious faith and speaking to the mountain to be removed. And at any moment's notice, this thing's going to kick wide open, and we're going to do things that people never thought once they would do. But I want to encourage you to start thinking it's what God wants to do all the time. He's wanting to do the exceeding abundantly above, but if you don't ask him to do it, what's he going to do? Force it on you? And that's just not his way. He's not going to force it on you. So we encourage you to do good, bless people, love people, and then walk with God every single day of your life. How about we go to our first set of verses here? Our first set of verses are going to be Psalm 112. My friend here, Brother Leo's memorizing chapter 2 of Psalms right now. And he said, man, when that says kiss the sun, it sounds like if you don't, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
He said something to that. I'm like, yeah, that pretty much makes sense. Yeah. Okalarsi's here.
Oh, how are you?
Good to have you with us.
I am suffering with Satan. Don't suffer with him. Take him out.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless our sister.
Yes.
Suffering, I speak to you. Leave our sister Okalarsi. Suffering, leave our brother Roger Oxy.
Yes.
Suffering, leave. I speak to you, Satan. I bind you in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever we bind on earth is bound. You're bound. Jesus crushed you and destroyed you. We bind you. And now we say our sister's free from this. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And she's probably going to tell us, well, no, here in Norway, that's a tree. It's so good to see you, Okalarsi. Mm-hmm. We have missed you. We really have. So turn with me tonight to Psalm 112. Psalm 112. One and one make two. Psalm 102. No, Psalm 112. Now, when my brother over here called today, and I knew he's starting on a new well, it's just opening up. And so I wanted to speak faith over that well. And I text him, what's the name of that well? He's like, man, you're going to speak the word of God over that. I'm like, yes, I am. That well is going to flow. You're going to have lots of water to haul. You and I need to learn to do this in every part of our life. Now, I don't know about Sister Phyllis walking out in the backyard and saying, alligators, grow. I couldn't do that. I could say pythons die.
Yeah.
I could say that. But anyways, thank God that we understand the Bible. Where two of us agree is touching anything, it'll be done. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I loose understanding, revelation, knowledge come to every one of us tonight in a manner we've never seen before. In Jesus' mighty name. So here we go. Psalm 112, and let's let's do our This Is My Bible. I know how to do this. There it is. Hold your Bible up with me and let's speak the Word of God. This is my Bible. I believe what God's Word says. I am what Jesus says I am, because He is the great I am. I go do what He tells me to do.
The Holy Spirit of God, my resident teacher, is making
His Word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the Word of God and plant Him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing 100-fold return and more in my spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 112. Now, that's one of them psalms you got to get down. And remember, it's not just memorization, which you will eventually memorize, but it's the process and the art of gaining revelation, where this word actually comes alive inside your chest and you're like, oh yeah, it's coming now. And what has it done? You've spoken the word enough that the word has created faith in your heart. Now you not only believe, but like Paul said, I believe and therefore I speak. Here we go. Psalm 112. All right, hold on. Psalm 112. Better get my notes back, though. They have notes, didn't they? How cool is that? Psalm 112. The blessed state of the righteous. That's the title for this song. The psalm. The blessed state of the righteous. Now, if Brother Phil was here, he would sing it. Praise the Lord. You can hear Brother Phil. That starts out with praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord and delights greatly in his commandments. No? Well, it's just Brother Phil because he's just going to make a song. But you got to get that raspy Phil Driscoll voice, Joe Cocker voice. His descendants will be mighty on you. I'm doing a bad job, so I'm just stopping.
I was kind of amused by it, actually.
Verse 2. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. So you and I should say it. Just say it right now. My descendants will be mighty on this earth. My descendants will be mighty on this earth.
My descendants will be mighty on
this earth. Well, we're making a confession.
Oh, I thought you were sending me to get you something and I didn't know what it was.
I want you to go get me some mighty descendants. I need a 6'6". I need a 7'2". I need some big ones, all right? Lost my voice here.
Wealth and wretches
right.
Will be in his house.
Right, but this is the next one. The generation of the upright will be blessed. So say it. My generation. Make it personal. My generation of the upright will be blessed.
Amen.
Don't worry about Sister Leanne and I. We are in total sync. Well, actually, what that means is we got a sync to our part back here. But anyways, we showed up at the same parking lot at the same time for the same purpose. We are in sync. But we don't know how to dance like them. That was a good joke. NSYNC. The group NSYNC. Ha ha ha. You don't know who NSYNC was?
Uh-uh.
Like Boys to Fathers or whatever that group is called? Boys to Men. Five guys that sang. I don't know. I couldn't tell you any songs they sang. They were famous.
Oh.
Because they knew how to be in sync.
I'm acting back in the scripture. You're funnier than your jokes, baby.
Oh, my.
Maybe I should just bye, bye, bye. Oh, there you go. Richard Miller.
Oh, is that one of their songs?
Maybe I should just read out of my joke book for a little bit. No, you need a big plate of waffles and strawberries. Come on. All right, let's get back to the Bible, which is what we're trying to do here tonight. Verse 2, his descendants will be mighty on the earth. So speak this over your descendants. This is a psalm about you and your family and what God's going to do for you. All right. Number 3, wealth and riches. Well, read it right out loud with me. Wealth and riches will be in my house. Right? And his righteousness endures forever in me. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. Now that's Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, because your light has come. Hold on. Get your pen. Your fine point, your F301 Zebra pen makes really nice notes. Isaiah 60, you're going to just put that right in there. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous.
A good
man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be
in everlasting remembrance.
In everlasting remembrance. I always thought that said and. It's a big difference if it's an article or a prepositional phrase. 7, he will not be afraid of evil.
I will not be afraid of evil tidings. My heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord.
Is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Now, for some reason, that's not the chapter I was trying to find.
I think we were trying to find Psalm 24, maybe. This is a good one.
That's a really good psalm. Wait, I got to find the psalm that I thought I found. Oh, guess what? It's Psalm 115.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure glad we read 112. That's a good psalm to pray over your children every single day, right there. Psalm 112. Now we're going to Psalm 115 and get into the meat and the taters. Or spinach and broccoli, whatever it is you like. Do you know that they sell seaweed snacks at Come and Go?
I love seaweed snacks. Is it the thin?
Yeah.
freeze dried. Yeah. Yeah, I love those. The wasabi kind.
How do you harvest those? Because if we can get rich harvesting, let's go. It's got to be easy to harvest.
We live in North Dakota.
All things are possible to them that believe. I don't even know if they have seaweed up here. Have you ever even seen any?
It's a China buffet.
China buffet. Psalm 115. I'm going to get to these verses because when you think about this, I'm game. I like the ocean. All right. Well, what's the purpose of why we're doing this, Pastor? Because if you don't realize that you have been given authority on this earth, you won't take it. But you got to learn to take authority on the earth over your life and over the things of your life. I'll tell you a story. When I first came to North Dakota, I was February of 2018. Didn't have any idea what I was getting into, but I had lots of beans, peanut butter, and bread. Of course, I could buy bread here. I don't know why I had to bring it from Michigan with me. I was afraid I wouldn't have it for some reason. You know, when you get a bad storm, everybody goes and gets bread and milk for whatever reason. I don't know what they do with it. Do you dip your bread in the milk? What do you do? I'm not sure. But anyways, so I got to give you a little bit of, oil well structure. Okay, so everybody just follow this. Every oil well, when it's drilled, will produce water, oil, and gas. You know, gas vapor, but actually also gas. And so, of course, the wise man who drills a hole in the ground and hits a pocket of oil, he better have something to catch it in because it's coming out of the ground. All right. So then that's where you see these big tank batteries and the water will flow up. And there's all the liquid will flow up out of the earth into that separator. At the separator, it separates the gas, comes off the top of it. The water comes off the bottom, and the oil will build up and roll off the top. So where the oil and the water meet, it's heated, and then the water goes to the bottom and goes out, and the oil goes to the top and goes out, and the gas goes off the top. The separator. That made sense, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then the producer has three things in his mind. Well, as soon as I open that valve, I got to find some place to put water, some place to put oil, and some place to put gas. The gas, they can just light the flare and burn it off to heaven because God's cold or something. Amen. And then turn people's heat off in North Dakota because they don't have any money to pay for the bill. It's kind of stupid, but anyways. So then you got to haul the water off and put it back down a hole that goes back down in the earth. And, of course, the oil they send to the refiner. And so I was hauling water. And when the well's drilled, the next thing they do is frack because we're not in a pool of oil like you have in Texas. We're in shale. The shale is filled with oil. So when they drill a pipe through it, then they'll shoot little holes outside. That's what the fracking does, is it fractures the formation. But it's not fracturing rock, it's just fracturing shale, which is just kind of rocky dirt kind of stuff. And then the oil is inside the pipe. And so, you know, of course you got oil trucks hauling oil, but I was hauling water trucks. Now that's a long explanation to get you where we got to go. All right. But, so I would fill my tanker truck up with 180 barrels of 160 barrels, and what I would do is I would have 160 barrels in there. That would be the legal weight, would be 160. You don't know how many axles I had, so don't send me a ticket. Anyways, I'd fill my truck up, and then you drive it somewhere, and this guy's drilled a hole in the ground, and he puts the water back in the ground. That's the process. Well, I would take my ticket. We had a little app, on a tablet, and and we'd fill our truck up and say how many barrels we have, and then you print this little ticket off, you take it to the pumper over there. And so I'd hand him that ticket, and I'd say, flow, Bakken, flow. He's like, yeah, man, let's do it. I'd drive away, and I'd come back, and I'd do it again, and I'd say the same thing every time to him. Well, after about 5 days of that, you get to know each other, you know. And I come back one time, and I load up. I walk in there, and he goes, stop. I'm like, what? He's a really nice guy. I'm like, what's that mean? He goes, don't say that anymore. I'm like, don't say what? Well, that flow thing you keep saying. I'm like, why don't you want me to say that? He said, because we don't know where to put the oil. I'm like, are you serious? He goes, yeah. You guys have 9 semis here, and we can't keep up with the water. And we're not keeping up with the oil. We got the oil pipe down the pipeline, and semis, they literally had 5 semis in line to just pull up and this site made 78,000 barrels of oil in the first 28 days that it was pumping. 78,000 barrels. If you divide 78,000, I'm going to just give you some figures here, but I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying. Watch this. 78,000 divided by 28, that means they were making 2,785 barrels of oil a day. Wait, not gallons, not cups. 42-gallon barrels. 2,785 of them in one 24-hour period. Well, the oil guys hauled 250 barrels in their truck, so that's at least 10 loads that's got to be hauled off on that day. So he's like, so you got to stop. You can't keep saying it. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know. There's something about when you say that, this thing goes crazy. So I'm like, oh, I see. So I walked out, and I'm like, flow, Bakken, flow. And he's like, shut up. But wait, what's the whole point of that? I needed that well to be a job that produced good money for me. So I'm going to bless that pipe going down in that ground. I take my pipe wrench right out there and strike it. Bam, bam, bam. Flow, and this was called Washburn. I'd say, flow, Washburn, flow. Why? I needed that well to produce oil and water so I could get paid because it was a good job. Easy job. It was a good job. And I don't know how long I worked on it. I probably worked on it for 2 or 3 months. And listen, not only did my statement take care of me, I made good money. It took care of 9 guys on a shift in our company. So it took care of 18 other men in our company all by itself. That wasn't anything to do with the oil truck guy and the pumper guy and all the service and electrician guys. My one prayer using these verses of scripture right here made that thing flow with me. Yeah, just like Jesus multiplied the fish and oil, yeah. And we're doing it again right now in the fracking industry. We're doing it again right now. And what is the whole point of this that I'm saying? You do it in your life, whatever you need. I mean, I don't know what Richard does. Maybe he's got an app. Dan's got an app, I think. You got an app, Dan? Or you just eat an apple? That was good. That was a good one. You could at least... If nobody else laughs, you can laugh just to make me feel good. So, what's the idea? The idea is learn to take authority over your world that you need to produce for you. Pastor, I'm not in oil field or driving truck. It doesn't matter. What do you need? Take authority over it. You need your 501c3? Wait, do you need your 401k to work and grow and multiply? speak to it. Right? Is it a thing? Does it have a name? Then speak to it. Command it to grow. Right? For some reason, all of a sudden today, I started getting Dave Ramsey showing up on my YouTube channel. And Dave's a good guy. I like him. And he said in this video, if you'll just take $25 a month and invest it in a mutual fund producing about 15% interest a year, which is pretty safe, and you'll do it every month from the time you're 20 to the time you're 65, you'll retire with $1 million in the bank. All right. That's really good. Do you have a 401k somewhere? Speak to that to be protected, to be safe. No thieves get in and steal. Nobody rob it. Nobody corrupt it. Nobody rust it. I declare that it's that it makes it all the way to the end. Amen. And when you're praying, also feed the IRS, keeps their hand out of it.
Amen.
God, show me how to roll it over so I don't have to pay them, knucklehead.
We all stand in agreement with that.
So, what's the purpose of these verses? I want you to see God made the statement. The earth is the Lord's. The fullness thereof, fullness of the earth is his. The world, that's the ball we live on, right? And they that dwell therein. So now you got to put all that together in one verse, and it tells us an awful lot about what's going on. But then when you come down here, look at Psalm 115, verse 16. Look at what it says. The heaven, even the heavens, that's all the different layers, are the Lord's. But the earth he has given to the children of men. Scott, Cheryl, Braden, love you.
Hi, guys. Love you.
Good to have you with us tonight. The earth is the Lord's. Do you know what that means? That means all this oil they're pumping out of here every month is the Lord's. How much of it do you want? He wants to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that's actually working in our life. So you can't just say God's going to do exceedingly for me if you're not working in the power. But if you are working in the power, then you can say, God's doing, I got more. I got enough right now. Thank you. What am I trying to get you to do? Doesn't matter who you are. Make some confessions about it. Make a declaration. I was studying. I don't know if I made the video where you guys could see it or not, but I've been studying with one of the great faith teachers of our day. His name is Charles Capps. Charles Capps. I'm sure you know who that is, Rebecca. Can you type his name in there so people can see how to spell it? Charles Capps. And Charles was a cotton farmer in Arkansas. Cotton and Saba. Cotton and soybeans. And he found God. He found the message of faith. And then he learned these faith principles so well that he traveled all over the whole world teaching faith to everybody. But of course, as a farmer, he could understand seed time and harvest beyond what most people could understand because he lived in it every single day. And I was listening to a tape of him last night. A tape. Jeez. All right. I don't have a tape anywhere, but I used to listen to tapes. I was listening to a message of his last night on YouTube. And he said, when I first saw Genesis chapter 1, where it said, God gave me dominion over the fish of the sea, he said, there was never going to be another day in my life I didn't totally limit out on any fishing I ever did. And he said, I never went to the lake after that without limiting out. Never again. Tell me how old you are without telling me how old you are. I'm not ashamed of my age. I'm 61. I'm halfway through an earthly life. Maybe only a third. We're making our confession. But so he said, I speak to the fish of the lake before I ever even go out there. Same thing with deer hunting, for the biggest bucks. If he was not going to go fruitless. And last night he said, because he was also a pilot, you know, a small plane pilot, he would spray, he said, I sprayed my fields with Malachi 3:11. Get you one of your markers and hold your spot right there. And let's go read Malachi 3:11. And Brother Jerry Savella was very good friends with him. And Jerry fly there and see him. And he said, we'd get up there and we'd go spray the fields with Malachi 3:11. Yeah. We heard Brother Dutch do the same thing. Remember when Brother Dutch told that story? Mm-hmm. That guy down in Central America or wherever, Panama, was getting ready to lose his crop because of the flies or something. And the crop duster guy said that he could dust it for him for $30,000. And he didn't. And he's like, I don't want to spend the $30,000. I want to give it in the kingdom. He said, well, will you go with me out in the field? And he said, yeah. Brother Dutch went right out in and stood in the middle of the field. And said, now say what I say. Mean it with your heart. You know, I forget if it was boll weevils or, you know, some kind of a fungus or something. And he just spoke a fly. It was flies. Flies die. They won't have to spray this. The flies all died and the crops grew.
Hallelujah.
That's the dominion that you should have. And it doesn't matter who you are or what you do. Start taking authority over that realm. When you take authority and you do it by faith, life gets a whole lot more exciting than just, okay, sarah, sarah, whatever will be, will be. Que sera, sera. That's Spanish if you didn't know it. Que sera. Yeah. Or maybe it's
French.
No.
Really?
Oh, no. Spanish or from Spanish. That was good. That was really good. Now, where are we at? He debates divorce. What? Oh, Malachi 3:11. We're going to spray the crops with it. I got to find the right chapter. My goodness, nothing like, there it is. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Thank you, Lord.
So that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. I never thought about it, but we should wash our truck with Malachi 3:11.
Amen.
We'll change oil with Malachi 3:11.
Amen.
You know how to baptize a semi, Brother Dan? We'll just baptize it in Malachi 3:11.
We did anoint it with oil, didn't we?
Just please don't drive it out in the lake and think you're going to do that. We did anoint it with oil. But see, that's what we're doing. Is we're using our lips, our words, our mouths that we can see from the Bible, and we're beginning to speak to things and command things to get in line and get in order and obey God. Now, you guys have heard me say that on my runs, I got two lights that right about when you get to them, they always turn red on you, right? So I've been speaking to those lights, saying, you're going to stay green, so I don't run any more red lights. You're going to stay green. There ain't no reason in the middle of the night. There ain't nobody out there. There's no traffic. There's no reason they're not green or flashing yellow. And, you know, the last 2 weeks, they're staying green all the way through them.
Hallelujah.
And I'm a little bolder than some because I said, you're going to do it right. or you'll just be a flash in yellow the rest of your history. Why? That's literally the authority that you and I have. That's literally the authority that we have. And Abraham looked at Yot. Abraham looked at Lot and said, let's not have strife between our herdsmen. You pick what you want and go there, because I'll be blessed where I'm at.
Yeah.
Right? And so wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, bless everything around you. Bless it. Bless my monitor. Bless my computer. I mean, this computer is so blessed. Somebody trying to get in our door. Here. No.
I think it's the dryer.
It's the dryer? That's the dryer. Okay. It just sounds like somebody's messing with the door handle. I ain't playing no games. I guess I'm not used to the house sounds enough. That's fixing to go kick somebody's butt out there right then. Now, so what are you doing? We're learning to speak to our situation. Speak to your garden to grow. Speak to your, I mean, we speak to our plants. What do we have? We have a Christmas cactus. that thing blooms all year long.
Yeah, as soon as it drops off buds, new ones are coming in.
I'm 41 and use tapes.
I use 45. Yeah.
Do you still have a tape player, Richard? I don't know if do we still have a tape player?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that little radio's got one in it.
Oh, yeah.
I still have my tape player.
Do you? Hey, wait, 8-track?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a good testimony for you. Two nights ago, after the program was done, I went and got in the truck, and I'm like, man, I'm tired. I don't want to go to work. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And so I drove. Hey, here's Tracy. I drove an hour up here, where we got to go to get an hour and 20 minutes, whatever it is. And I pull in there, and I'm just tired. I'm just tired. And I know I'm not going to get a load for 4 or 5 hours. I'm like, well, I'm going to go to sleep. But I look at my fuel gauge, and I'm like, man, I just drove 70 miles. I'm probably getting 5 miles to a gallon. I just burned 15 gallons of fuel. I should probably fill my tank back up so that I'm ready to go and I can run 2 runs, you know. And so I'm like, it's too cold outside. I'm just going to lay down and go to sleep. So I just got in the sleeper and just went to sleep. And I did. I slept for like 4 hours. I didn't get a load for like 4 hours. So then my load comes. And I wake up and I'm this is really a great testimony. I wake up and I look at my fuel gauge. And I'm like, I'm not filling this thing up right now. I'll go haul a load and then I'll be wide awake and then I'll come back and fill it up then. And by the time I got from the truck stop to the same line, which is about 12 miles, 10 miles, my tank was on full. I watched my tank go up to full. And what did I haul? 3 loads?
I think so.
Yeah, I hauled 3 loads on that. And today I hauled 6 loads on one tank of fuel. Why? I just stand there at the tank and say, tank be full. Well, Pastor, you really believe that? Well, I saw it happen with my own eyes. I saw it happen with my own eyes. And there's all kinds. I mean, Brother Terry Mize tells the story. Let's find it and we'll listen to it right now. Brother Terry Mize tells the story of God telling him to pour water in his gas tank. You better know the voice of God if you're going to fill your tank with water. But what was God asking him to do? God was asking him to step out in faith. And when he stepped out in faith, God made the water run the whole station wagon. Why? Because God knows how to turn water into wine or gasoline. He don't care. Big angel standing there by the tank going, turn that water into gasoline. And Brother Terry woke up. And God said, I need you to go across Mexico today to that city. Give up. And Terry's like, I don't have enough money to put gas in the car to get over there and back. He said, I didn't ask you if you had enough money. I just asked you to go do it. So he got Jackie and the kids and put them in the car and off they went, just obeying God. Got him halfway there and he drove the car, ran out of gas. He said, I told you I didn't have money. What are we going to do? God said, take that jug, go down to that creek, fill it with water and fill your gas tank with water. Now, are you listening to me? I know this man that did this. I've eaten lunch with him. I've eaten supper with him. I shook his hand. He's a wonderful man. He's not my best buddy, but he don't lie. He filled that tank up with water, and God said, start it up and go. And they drove all the way to them people's house on water and drove all the way back on water. Never had to fill the tank up again. So the next week, he's in Dallas. Or Houston, and Brother Osteen's having a minister's meeting. So Brother Terry went up there for the minister's meeting just to be around other preachers and be blessed. And he's like, I'm driving back and forth to the meeting, and he's like, I looked out at my tank one time and said, man, I should get gas. But he's like, I just drove all the way across Mexico over the water so I can wait one more service. And he said, I ran out of gas. And he said, I said to God, well, you know what? What's the scoop here? Last week I ran out of water. He's like, but Terry, there wasn't a gas station everywhere for you. And you just drove by 10. Stop and put gas in your car. But wait, according to our faith, so it'll be unto us. You and I can live in a life of miracles if that's what we want to live in. I want to see God do miracles every single day, all day long, everywhere I go. So, let's go back to where am I at? Malachi 3:11. Is that the last place we were?
Yeah.
All right. I can't find it. Like, you can't find Malachi 3:11. It's before Matthew chapter 1.
Sorry.
Man, we should play them right now.
Finding all kinds of advice on how to remove water from your
Listen, search Terry Mai's missionary stories.
Not water in the gas tank.
No. Search the YouTube search that says Terry Mai's missionary stories.
Stories of miracles. How to make heaven move for you.
How to do what?
How to make heaven move for you.
Anyways, let's get back to our verses. We'll get Brother Terry another night.
All right.
Now, I'm in Malachi 3:11. Tracy, we sent your book out today. Oh, I got to tell everybody that too. So far, for my mom, $3,200 has come in for her book. Ready? Somebody shut that one. $3,200 has come in for her book, and man, this is going to be quite, this is really turning into something amazing. You're going to want to make sure you have this book and probably buy one for each of your family members. It's going to be one of those. Matter of fact, the book has not even been printed. And my mom got a testimony today, last night, 24 hours ago, how the book is helping somebody deal with grief. And it's not even published yet. We just put it out to you guys and a couple of my brother's church and a couple other people, their churches and stuff. And so far, $3,200 has come in. That was, this afternoon about 4 o'clock, I was talking to my mom. And what an amazing testimony. And very interesting where the money's actually coming from. We already sent our money in from the ministry here. But if you still want to send some in, you can put it in the Cash App at PayPal. And honestly, every $10 helps. Every $20 bill helps. Every $5, don't matter. Don't say I don't have anything. I encourage you, get some kind of seed in this one way or another. And you might say, well, Pastor, I don't trust that stuff. I don't trust it either. Just so you know, I sent some money by CashWise, took Cash App to my kids. It didn't get there. And the person who gave it, who got the money, is going to get the money back to me. Oklahoma had to shut down so slow. Ice storm, huh?
Wow.
I don't know what to tell you about all those electronic vehicles and your ice storm. I just don't know what to tell you about that and your ice storm.
Pony Express. Oh, my goodness. We have had serious Pony Express.
We understand Pony Express, but I'm really trying to get somewhere tonight. Am I doing a good job or am I rambling? let's just say this. Hopefully you're having a good time tonight, and just join in the fun. We're just having a good time studying God's word. Watch this. I really want to read Malachi 3:11.
All right.
But you guys keep messing me up. It's not somebody's fault besides me. Look what it says. I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground. Which, if you had potato plants, that's potato bugs, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. But that's anything that can devour your harvest. So you got a hundredfold harvest because you're helping us do the work of the ministry. But that could be doubt. That could be fear. That could be confusion. That could be unbelief. That could be the devourer in your life. Mm-hmm. And so God said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and it will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall your vine fail to bear fruit. So what he's saying is, I'm going to rebuke it, and what seed you put in the ground, it's coming to life and producing the good harvest. Use that verse on everything in your life. We use it on the dog. We use it on the cat. We use it on our car, on the semi. We use this verse. Why? Because God put that verse in there and said, prove me now in this. Well, if he didn't want you to prove him in it, then he wouldn't have said, prove it. I say it all the time when I send my tithe into Dr. Barclay. I am living proof that the tithe works. I'm living proof. People are like, well, a tithe, and that's Old Testament. That don't work. Excuse me. You have come a day late and a dollar short to try to convince me. I know it works. And the devourer is rebuked in our lives. And it will always be rebuked because we're always going to be tithing. Now, let's go back to Psalm 115. I want to read this psalm. Love, could I have some more coffee?
Yes.
Mine's cold. Psalm 1:15. Now let's look at this. I'm just going to read this. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory because of your mercy, because of your truth. Why should the Gentiles say, where is their God? But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Look at this. I love this. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of his hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Noses they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in the Lord. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. I knew that trust in the Lord didn't belong in there. Verse 9. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is your help and your shield. 12. I'm in Psalm 115, 12. The Lord has been mindful of us. He has been mindful of us. Now, this whole make a confession thing, the car that Sister Leanne and I are driving right now, we literally spoke this car to us.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we did.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a Nissan Pathfinder. We really like it. We rented one time to go to Michigan. Like, wow, this is a nice car. Mm-hmm. Like that. So we began to speak it, and we wanted it to be black, and and then it showed up over here in a parking lot at one of these little sales places, and we got a steal of a deal. I think the last one we looked at before this, we probably saved $8,000.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to the last one we looked at. What? Kept speaking it with our mouth. Come to us. The other day we drove by that car lot in our car and said, we don't stop at this car lot anymore. Because the guy goes to auctions, and we told him one day what we wanted. And he said, well, I'll keep my eye open for it. I'll buy you one. And then my phone rang, and he's like, I got one. I'm like, I'm on my way. And we bought it.
And we love it. We
now,
it every time we
now here's the point of this. Faith has to go to work. All of these lessons we're teaching about faith, it's so that you can put it to work in your life right now today. That's the whole purpose of this. It's not just so you go, whoo, that was a good message, Pastor. Well, that made sense. My Lord Jesus, that made sense to me. No, it's so you can get your life to change. And you can grow and you can develop and you can be healthy in your body, strong in your mind, physical strength in your body. You can have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Because that's what this book does. This book comes to save your life and transform your life. Because when you know the truth, truth sets free. Never again, ever, ever do you have to be dependent on somebody else laying hands on you to be healed. Because the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of your mortal body, giving you life. Want to do it? Put your hands up and say, I receive life.
I receive life.
Down inside my body.
Down inside my body.
And his name is Holy Spirit.
That's his name.
the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. There ain't a big Holy Ghost and a little Holy Ghost. There's one Holy Spirit. And it's the same one that raised Jesus from the dead, lives inside of your mortal body, giving your gizzard, your liver, your pituitary gland strength. And all those other parts you don't even know you have. He's given you life. Anybody know what verse we're on? 13. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. Which are you? I'm small in my body. It means I'm not overweight. And I'm great in the spirit. There you go. He's talking about me, small and great. 14. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. Why did he put those verses in the Bible? Why did the Holy Spirit want those verses in the Bible?
So we know the promises of God.
I'm reading it again. I'm in 1:15-14. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Verse 16, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. The earth is, he gave it to men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor any who go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth, even forevermore. Think about it. The earth, that's where we are right now. Some of you are in the cold north earth. And some of you are in the nice tropic earth. Brother and Sister Vimala and Mary,
Malaysia.
And then Mary is in Singapore. And then our Lila is in Samoan Islands. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we just know people all over. Tanvir and Nassim, they're in Pakistan. And so we got to learn how to get this earth and get it straightened out. He put it in our charge. It's up to us what we're doing. Here we go. Genesis 1. I forget, Brother Rich, say he's running or is his truck still getting worked at? I know I already asked him. I'm just going to read this chapter. Listen to the Bible. I want you to listen to hear how good God made the earth and how much God's designed the earth to take care of the man. Listen for it. All right. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. The only problem with that is God never created anything without void, in a void. Created it, it was beautiful and perfect. So something happened. Satan was kicked out of heaven like a lightning. Drop kicked me Jesus through the goal poles of life. Jesus drop-kicked Satan straight to hell. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was on the face of the deep. Jesus, God didn't create things in dark. He created things in light. Something happened. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. That same Spirit hovering there is the one that's inside of us. Same Spirit. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. God said, God called, he called, God said. Right? God said, and he called. That's the whole answer for our life. Verse 6, God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. God made the firmament divide the waters which were under the, from the waters which was above the firmament, and it was so. God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called sea, and God saw that it was good. God said it was created, and then God called it what he wanted it. But guys, that's what our life is. We are made in his image. Said it, and then call it. Can I get an amen from anybody? Amen. Oh my. Let the earth, I'm in 12, no, no, 11. God said, let the earth bring forth grass, herb that yields seed, or the herb, whichever one you like. That yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit, according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so. You see how much God's talking about seed being everywhere? And that tree's got seed, and that flower's got seed, and I got seed. Right? Now, not, just think about it for just a minute. All of the seed in every man that has ever proliferated on the earth, all of that seed was in Adam's loins. All of it. Every human that has ever lived on this earth was in Adam's seed in Eve's egg. And they weren't even 20 feet tall. They were just like we are. All of the seed, for all of us, there's 8 billion of us on the earth right now. All of that seed was inside of Adam. And when you look at everything that God's saying here about seed time and harvest and seed, it's the very core of who God is. It's the very core of who he is. So to try to separate and say, well, God didn't really mean that. Well, then rip Genesis chapter 1 out, because he meant it very seriously. 13. Evening and the morning were the 13th day. The 13th day. God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from night. Let them be for signs and season. That's what the stars and the moon and all that is. And for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. And you know, you don't think much about it when you go out at night and the stars are up there. Because it's not like they're giving you blinding light. But look up there once. If the light noise around you from, you know, all of our streetlights isn't there, they're putting out a lot of light. Love it.
Can I butt in for a minute and tell you something here? You noticed that was the third day? Okay. When Todd, first of all, said, let there be light on the first day. That wasn't the stars and the sun and the moon. That was Jesus' love. Light of the world. I know I've told you this before, but I don't know if you remember. Yeah.
That's
so
good.
This, see, now you see what I'm talking about. We need to read the Bible, meditate on it more carefully, and acknowledge the fact that this is God actually talking to us and telling us all the stuff that we'd like to know. We should not read it so fast that it just goes in one eye and out the other.
Yeah. No, it's very true.
Thank you for letting me butt in.
Yeah, but, you know, Brother Charles Capps was, grew up in Baptist Church or something. And he went to God one day, and he was praying. And God said, what are you doing? He said, I'm praying. He goes, no, you're not praying. You're complaining. And he's like, well, I don't want to complain. I want to pray. He said, you are too spiritually illiterate for me to be able to talk to you and train you. He goes, well, what am I going to do? He said, you're going to have to open up your Bible and read it without any of your religious glasses on. And when he opened this up to Genesis chapter 1 and started right there, God gave him a revelation about the Trinity, about the Holy Spirit, about Jesus, about God, about seed time. God, that day, Brother Charles Capps, just by looking at that and saying, all right, I'll just let you teach me whatever you want, God gave him a revelation that transformed his life forever. All right, I got to get this done. 14, God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs, seasons, for years. And 16, God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good in the evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures and let the birds fly above the earth over across the faces of the firmament of the heavens. God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. And I'm in verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill the water in the sea, let the birds multiply on the earth, and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, let the earth bring forth. So out of the ground came the cattle and all the creepers. Beast of the earth, each one according to its kind, and it was so. God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. God saw that it was good. Verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over everything that creeps on the earth. God created man in his own image, and the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I've given you everything. Every herb that yields seed is on the face of the earth, of all the earth. Every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it'll be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life. I have given you every green herb for food, and it was so. And God saw everything he made, and indeed it was very good. In the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God set this earth up for Adam so that no matter what, it was in perfect shape for Adam to live. All Adam had to do was plant the garden, sow the seed, reap the harvest. Now, the earth God has given to the sons of men. What natural resource do you want on your property? Pastor, I need to get a property first. Well, then get one. Because God said, you're going to dwell in houses that you didn't build. So don't go to heaven having not completed that assignment. Get you some houses. I know people like, well, yes, talk about natural things. You ever notice that without natural things, you can't do the spiritual one? There are a lot of creeps on this earth. Yes, there are. And we've been given power and authority over all that creepeth on the earth. I want you to think about what I'm saying here. Well, no, let's go to Romans chapter 8. I got to get my verses in. Romans 8. Romans. Acts. Romans 8. I love it. I've used my Bible so much that now my pages are sticking together. I love it. Isn't that awesome? Romans 8, 18 down through 22. I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. That's earth. Everything on this earth is waiting for God's sons to be revealed. Why? Because as soon as the sons are revealed, they're supposed to take authority over the earth and drive out the wickedness and bring normalcy to the earth. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now. Earth was groaning. Now, God made a mature earth for Adam and Eve to live on. And then he had Adam name all the animals. So what is our capability with our mind? It's limitless if we'll get our nose out of this. Because this causes you to go numb. And God don't want you numb. God wants you conquer. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, the earth he has given to the children of men. That's why Satan said, see this picture? Satan didn't grab Jesus and drag him up on a high pinnacle. That's not what happened. Satan wasn't going to do nothing to Jesus. Yeah. He painted him the picture to see all the kingdoms of the earth. Why? Adam surrendered the control of this earth underneath that devil when he became a servant. Jesus said, I'm coming back to crush your head and destroy you. Well, then all the way through the Old Testament, he made mighty men and women of God live on this earth so that man could see, wait, God is real and God is answering our prayer. And then Jesus showed up and crushed him and destroyed him. Of course, he had to go to hell to get it done. But the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead out of hell to the right hand of the Father is the same spirit that lives on the inside of you and me. But every single day. And it behooves us, that word behooves, that's if your horse's name be, that's the hooves they got. Don't worry about it. It's bad, Jim. See, all of creation is waiting for you and I to say, I take authority over this. When you see a storm, take authority over it. You see an accident, take authority over it. You see a harvest, take authority over it. Because we have that responsibility everywhere we go and everything we do. And so I should give you one more set of verses. What do you want? Colossians chapter 1. 1:9 through 18, my closing verse. I'm funny even when I'm tired. You can't tell I'm tired, can you? You can tell I'm tired? How can you tell I'm tired? I ain't telling you until you tell me why I look like I'm tired. Colossians 1, 9 through 18. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you. And that's very true. We pray for everyone. And to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to become partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We literally have an inheritance. Amen. Mm-hmm. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Whether they're thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all of those things, and in him all things consist. He's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. There are some good verses right there. Need to go in, dig it up, dig it out. Remember this. The earth belongs to the children of men, and that's you and me. And I truly believe that when it's like that song on Lion King, I truly believe that when you and I really get the revelation of this, we'll never be limited another day of our life.
Amen.
He wants to do exceeding abundantly of all you can ask or think. And he will if you'll just step up and believe him. He will. And he'll do some big things too. He really will. And he'll be a blessing to you. Well, we better pray and do communion, right? I know. You guys are going to try and twist my arm to do 4 more hours, and I can't tonight. I mean, I can do 4 hours if you don't mind me sitting here just sleeping and you listen to me sleep while you talk.
Can you tell jokes in your sleep?
No.
Yes?
Oh, wow.
Well, all right. Sister Leanne says yes, but I'm not going to share any of those notes. Here we go. Everybody lift your hand and say this. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you that you gave me the earth.
Thank you that you gave me the earth.
Now help me take authority over my part of it.
And help me take authority over my part of it.
And find the hidden riches in secret places.
And find the hidden riches in secret places.
That has my name on it.
That has my name on it.
I receive it in Jesus' mighty name.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to read these communion verses together. Okay? And this every night. Why? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. So no matter how many times you've been with us to receive communion, this is not a ritual. This is actually you and I talking to God. I've been born again for, I don't know, I was 11 So what's that? For 50 years. I've been born again for 50 years. I love to read these verses through again because when you speak these words, they're filled with life. And when you speak them, life comes out of your mouth and it goes down inside of your being. So everybody read it with me. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, Jesus' redemptive work, until he comes. Let a man
examine himself.
Is that my? Oh, I was waiting for you to move it up.
Let him
examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. God's love is perfect. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear and its torment in Jesus' name. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. So today, be made perfect in him, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's pray the prayer of salvation next. And if you're not right with God, this is time to get right. Maybe you've been close to God before and you've sort of backslid and your heart's condemning you. God's greater than your heart. And when you pray these prayers with us tonight, if you meet in the depth of your heart, you will be right with God when we're done. Pray this prayer with me. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day for me. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy,
all of your love
and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus.
Fill
me and baptize me with Holy Spirit
and fire, so that I
live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language,
and live a successful life as a believer
every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Welcome to the family of God. I like this. Pause and shout. Woo! Love, fear, and the faith. You're made into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. John 3:16. Now, Your darkness turned to light. Your fear turns to faith. You're made into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Literally, you have the authority to function and to speak just like Jesus. You're not the Christ. You'll never be the Christ. But he's our elder brother. And we get to act just like him. HGPreacherMan, my Gmail account, Samuel J. Cottle is the website. And contact us, tell us your story, give us ask us a question, do something. We just want to hear from you, where you are and who you are. And we will help you. Here we go. Excuse me. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread, representing your broken body. This juice, representing your blood, poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Say this right out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. Chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supply in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ,
in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer, I receive the bread,
your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive the bread together. But you did it willingly for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, let's lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. I keep expecting you to move it. There you go. Now I bless this fruit of the vine. In obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed, to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life.
I am
a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help. For my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus,
and by the word
of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren
is cast down forever, and there is
no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague, every curse must pass over. And cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church. Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. Let's sing Down at the Cross. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to your name. All right, Sister Phyllis.
Yes.
You better read the book of Jude.
Jude, okay.
Well, not the whole book, but at least.
Thank you so much. That would be verses 20 through 25.
Amen.
But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And just across the page,
amen.
Revelation 1:5-7, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen.
Amen. I declare over your life tonight that you have good dreams. Careful what you talk about before you go to sleep or what you watch and listen to.
Amen.
But I declare it tonight. God speaks to you and all of your children. You stand in the gap for your kids. That while they
can sleep. I say one more time before you say goodnight? I'll butt in again. You were talking about, you know, God providing for us whenever we were obedient to him. My daughter, this happened years, 50 years ago. But anyway, she was traveling from Southern California up to Sacramento where her husband was, and she had her four children in the car with her. The oldest one was only about 6 or 7 years old. And
so as it turned out, wait.
Give me just a second. I somehow clicked the button. Hold on, folks. Hold on. Jeez. No, just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I get this to shut off.
I don't know.
Jeez. Go ahead.
Okay, well, there was a service station that she was familiar with that before she got on that long trip between Los Angeles and Sacramento that she was expecting to get gas at. And it was already dark and the door closed. And she was just heartbroken and scared. And there she was sitting crying, Lord, how can I protect my children and make sure I don't run out of gas on this long trip up to Sacramento and what to do? And she said, so anyway, she watched
Come on, you gotta love it when that happens.
Oh, honey, her son still remembers that incident, and she travels all the way to Sacramento on that tank of gas that God gave her to get there safely for her children, for the safety of her children, because she was so afraid that something would happen to them. She ran out of gas and was stuck. And honey, the joy comes into my life. Yep. Every time I remember her telling me about that
yep.
He provides for his children, honey. Thank you for letting me tell you again. I probably have told you before.
I love remembering
yep.
the joy and the, yep. that he takes care of my grandchildren for me. Thank you.
Well, and you know, we're commanded in Psalm 103. Do not forget all his benefits. I like to say it in the positive. Remember all his benefits. And that means bring these things to your memory. And that's good. Thank you, Phyllis. I apologize about the video in the middle of it. I have no idea where it came from. And it took me a long time to find where it was at. But we finally did. But thank God for that answer, prayer. In Jesus' mighty name.
I think you should write that on the testimonies page, Phyllis. That is a really great testimony.
Amen. Amen. Well,
okay.
I'd like to stay on here and talk with you guys, but I probably wouldn't do any talking. I'd probably do snoring.
Definitely would.
So, till we see again tomorrow morning right here. May God bless you. And if Jesus comes, we're going to meet in the air.
Yeah.
You know, right over top of Cozumel, Mexico, somewhere where it's warm. I mean, since gravity's not going to have any effect on us, we can fly to wherever we need to be. You know, we sure do love you. Remember this? We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord. We even love the 92nd lady. It was the last day of my shift, Tracy. I had to just work to the end, and I'm home, and I'll go to sleep in about 5 minutes. Thank you. Bless you, ma'am. Thanks for being a part. Any of you that would still like to sow some money to my mom, that's amazing what God's doing. You want to get in on it because it's going to be amazing. Yeah, I can't say a bunch about what's getting ready to happen, but this is going to be an amazing book. You'll want one in your house and one in all your kids' house in Jesus' name. All right, got to run. See you soon. Jesus, help me. Stop talking.